This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Florida is just beginning to recover from Hurricane Jean. Among the biggest challenges is to repair thousands of destroyed electrical lines and restore power to more than 2 million residents. The repairs will take weeks to complete, and as NPR's Anthony Brooks reports, power companies will likely pass the cost on to their customers.
By the end of the day yesterday, some 2.3 million Floridians were living without electricity. Here in a vast parking lot next to the Daytona International Speedway in Daytona Beach, a procession of utility trucks rumbles toward the highway like a military convoy. This is one of several staging areas around the state from where utility crews assemble and head out to repair power lines destroyed by Hurricane Jean. Bill Coleman, a regional manager for Florida Power and Light, says some 1,500 crews will soon be based here, working 14-hour shifts.
From this site, we're able to bus them to the hotel, bring them here in the morning, feed them centrally, give them their work for the day. We prepare box lunches to take to them in the field, and they come back here, have dinner, and we bus them back to the hotel. It's a very smooth process to have them on the ground productive as much as possible.
Many of the emergency workers come from out of state, but with many crews still busy in the Florida panhandle almost 2 weeks after Hurricane Ivan, Coleman says reinforcements are coming now from as far away as California and Canada.
This storm is a challenge because normally we can call and get 8,000 crews relatively easily, and we're struggling. That's why we're looking for things as innovative as flying the crews in from California. And that, unfortunately, will translate into probably a longer restoration time.
And it will cost a lot. In fact, even before Hurricane Jean struck, Florida Power and Light had already exhausted a $345 million emergency reserve, according to company spokesman Bill Swank.
Hurricane Charlie ate up about half of that. Hurricane Francis probably did that much, if not more. Jean is over and above all the rest of it. Unfortunately, we have just never had a situation where we've had this kind of damage in such a short period of time.
Which means after being hit by four hurricanes in 6 weeks, many Floridians could soon be hit again with higher electric rates. Florida Power and Light and at least one other power company have sought permission from the state's Public Service Commission to recover restoration costs from customers, which could mean higher electric bills. The commission turned down the request for now, saying the companies should seek recovery costs after the actual cost is known.
I say this is our first day out, and what we've seen so far, you know, is a lot of trees.
So the focus for now is restoring power. Here in a quiet, wooded neighborhood just around the corner from the Daytona Speedway, Jerry Reed's crew is replacing electric lines that were knocked down by falling trees.
That's what most of the problem we're finding is our trees have fallen down and busted the line.
Daytona is well north of where the brunt of Hurricane Jean smashed into the coast, so this neighborhood didn't get hit too badly. Still, longtime resident Bill Long, with a glass of whiskey in his hand, is grateful to have his power back.
I love Florida Power and Light.
But he's less grateful to hear about the possibility of higher electric bills.
Well, now you've hit a real nerve. I feel like I've been paying their rates for a long time. If they get any higher, I'm going to invest in a wind generator.
Around the corner, John Barron, who still has a gaping hole in his roof from Hurricane Francis, is a little more direct and says to talk of higher electric bills now adds insult to injury.
We started off with Charlie. You can see a pretty good-sized tree there got loosened up. Francis took it the rest of the way out and landed it on the house. We're out of power for 7 days with one, 6.5 days with the other. No water on the second one because it pulled up the water line. I understand that they're taking a financial hit, but right now it doesn't seem like it'd be the best time to bring that up.
Florida Power and Light says it will take 3 weeks before it restores power to all of its customers. And a spokesman says it will be a long time after that before the company knows the cost of the hurricanes and how much will be passed on to its customers. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Orlando.